hours until 7 p.m. Monday through Friday and 2 p.m. on Saturday. You're busy, and now you have a bank with the flexibility your schedule needs. What was that about convenience? Sign up for Royal Banks of Missouri mobile banking system, and rates are down. Refinance your home mortgage. Finance that next vacation with a home equity line of credit, or take care of that new car loan, all with Royal Banks of Missouri. Check them out at royalbanksofmo.com.
Thanks to my DrinkWorks cocktail machine, a fantastic ice-cold beverage is always a minute away. I just pop in my favorite pod, usually the crisp old-fashioned, and I'm enjoying a premium cocktail at just the push of a button. No more spending $20 on a cocktail. DrinkWorks is just as good. The proof is in the glass. With March Madness around the corner, now is the perfect time to bring the bar home. Works like a fancy automatic espresso machine. Press a button, and the machine does the rest. Only it's premium cocktails, not coffee. It looks great, too. Right now, DrinkWorks has lowered the price by $100, but it's for a limited time only. You'll get a great deal on the drink maker, plus they are throwing in free shipping. All that, plus DrinkWorks will give you 3 months to try it out, and if you don't love it, they'll give you a full refund. No questions asked. The only way to get this amazing drink maker with free shipping and 90-day guarantee, go to DrinkWorks.com. That's DrinkWorks.com. No need to use a code. The best deal is already included. Don't wait. This amazing offer won't last, and it's only for our listeners. That's DrinkWorks.com. And remember, please enjoy responsibly.
This is Doug Vaughn here to tell you to call my friends Mark and Neil Gelman of Coldwell Banker Premier. Mark and Neil's incredible marketing strategy sells more homes, over $500,000, all with five-star reviews. Find the Gelmans online at 590homes.com and start packing.
Certain restrictions apply.
Get remarkable results when you partner with licensed or certified estheticians who help ensure advanced skincare treatments support your skincare routine. Because healthy skin needs healthy skincare. See franchised locations or visit massageenvy.com.
Every great success story starts with one brave decision. And if you're one of the millions of Americans with college credit but no degree, one brave decision is all that stands between you and the future you want. At Maryville University, we know returning to college takes courage, but your decision isn't really about going back to school. It's about moving forward, and we'll be with you every step of the way. Let's be brave together. Learn more now at online.maryville.edu.
Making your home beautiful is the ultimate form of self-care. And in this new decade, isn't it time to treat yourself? They're the Internet's favorite for a reason. So Brooklinen makes great gifts for friends and family. Think Valentine's Day, housewarming, or just because. Brooklinen was the first DTC bedding company, meaning they work directly with manufacturers and directly with customers. No middlemen, just a great product and service. If you like softness, if you like comfort, if you like essentials to help you relax, Brooklinen has it all. Brooklinen.com is the perfect place to build a new oasis to support your resolutions. Go on, make yourself comfortable. Brooklinen is so confident in their product that all their sheets, comforters, loungewear, and towels come with a lifetime warranty. If you're looking to save big, you can shop Brooklinen's President's Day sale happening this weekend. Get more comfort for less money. And hey, New Yorkers, if you're listening, you can get the Internet's favorite sheets and more in real life. Visit Brooklinen's first store in Brooklyn at 127 Kent Avenue in Williamsburg and take advantage of their President's Day sale savings. Brooklinen, everything you need to live your most comfortable life.
Hollywood Casino. Come play, where the rewards and thrills never end. Catch the big game with a cold beer from 99 Hops House. It's your play call with 99 different beers to choose from and great food to fuel your fun. Enjoy live sports entertainment where you're always on the winning team. Hollywood Casino St. Louis. Must be 21. Gambling problem? In Missouri, call 1-888-BETS-OFF or visit 888-BETS-OFF.org.
At Worldwide Technology Raceway at Gateway, our mission is to provide our fans, racers, and sponsors with a first-class and up-close personal racing experience. This includes unprecedented access to drag strip, the oval, the road racing track, and a nationally sanctioned karting track, plus special events such as concerts and corporate functions for year-round activities. And it's all just 5 minutes from downtown. For more information, visit WWTRaceway.com or call 618-215-8888.
This is Mariah from Newsetter's Fine Jewelry, where we offer a choice in diamonds. Mine are lab-grown. We are a leader in offering lab-grown diamonds, which can run 30 to 40% less than mined diamonds. Let us educate you on your options at Big Ben and Doherty Ferry or learn more at wowdiamonds.com.
Are you looking for a unique experience this Mardi Gras?
Grand Cru Cigars is hosting an exclusive event in their lounge located right in the heart of Soulard. One low price includes three cigars and all you can drink. Grand Cru has the most knowledgeable staff, featuring a lounge open 7 days a week and Monday through Saturday evenings, where you can choose from over 425 cigars in their walk-in humidor. Stop by 1013 Ann Avenue and visit GrandCruCigars.com for details.
Tim McKernan here for Design Air Heating and Cooling. During winter months, furnace heat can cause your home to be drier than the Sahara Desert. Low humidity can cause painful dry skin, itchy eyes, and sore throats. And dry air can warp and crack the woodwork and hardwood floors in your home and give you those annoying static shocks. I had Design Air install a humidifier in my home this winter and already noticed an improvement. Contact Design Air, the official HVAC provider of the Ryan Kelly Morning After, to find out more about adding a humidifier to your home.
See the USA in your Chevrolet. America's asking you to call. Drive your Chevrolet through the USA.
We're just, I was talking off the air with Limey just now, and I said something. He said, you know, you're right. And I have to try to get him to understand I'm always right. I'm almost
always right, Frank.
I give an example. I'm right about this. Ladies and gentlemen, the number one Chevy dealer, probably in the United States, is on the phone right now. John Londoff, everybody. I'm right about this. John, how are you?
I'm good. I am good. How are you, Frank?
Well, I am also good. Let's check around the room with everybody else.
I didn't ask anybody else.
Wow.
Ooh, that had to hurt you guys.
Never mind now.
I've already talked to Danny Boy.
Yes, sir.
Uh-huh. Oh, Danny Boy. That's his new name, Danny Boy. He said, Danny, who used to call you that?
My grandpa.
His grandpa, Danny Boy. And Trevor, how are you doing?
I'm doing very well, sir.
We call him Limey.
Limey.
I'll call him whatever I want, Frank, okay?
John, you got an edge today. It started immediately. You have an edge today. Is everything okay?
So I listened to the guy calling up, and he's talking about a vehicle, God love him, that he bought in the 70s.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
I mean, this is 2020.
Right.
Okay? We've come a long way, baby. What was the commercial that said we've come a long way, baby?
Virginia Slims, cigarettes for women.
Go. That's one for the trivia. But, you know, it's we're getting one day closer to spring. Yeah, the rain's cloudy, but hey, almost, 50 degrees today? So liquid sunshine. We've sold a lot of cars to a lot of great AM, the PM folks. So thank you very much. We really appreciate it. We really, 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 really appreciate it. Really, really appreciate it.
Well,
can't tell you.
Again, John, I detect in your voice, is it a stressful day? You got a lot piled on you today? It's just a little bit of a overwhelming sort of sound. Like maybe you're just...
Are you trying to be, like, become a psychiatrist now? You're trying to figure me out?
I'm pretty good. I'm pretty good at reading voices. I think you're having a very, very...
You got a lot on you today. No, not really. No more than any day. Mm-hmm. Okay. You know, every day is a great day. Every day is...
And every day is a holiday at Holiday Hill. Thank you, from the 60s. Thank you.
Johnny remembers that. So,
well, he might.
Happy President's Day.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
about that? President's Day.
No, because it's a kind of one of those non-holiday, like the sort of, I don't know. You know, I don't think people stop and even care or realize why it's President's Day or what it means. It's just for some people a day off, and beyond that, it's nothing. And I don't really know why we have it. Are we supposed to honor what all presidents, including like Nixon, who had to resign? I mean, who are we? It was initially Washington and Lincoln. They combined both their birthdays into this one day. But now I think it's just like all presidents.
Well, we should give thanks to all presidents.
There'd be people who would disagree with that. People who are hard left or hard right who would not agree with that. But
I woke up this morning and reflected on Abraham Lincoln.
Did you?
Yeah, for a few minutes.
See, that's what it's all about.
Thanks.
That's Danny Boy. You're something.
Hey, how about the Daytona 500 yesterday and that rousing reception for President Trump?
Yeah, unbelievable.
And this is what the media, the mainstream media, and a lot of people who think the world revolves around the East Coast and the West Coast. And I'm telling you, folks, celebrities and politicians think there's New York and L.A. and everything in between. Doesn't really matter. Well, it does matter. And they seem to forget that there are people who live in Charlotte, North Carolina, and Daytona, and Mississippi, and Alabama, and Kentucky, and Arkansas. They seem to forget those people are going to vote, too. So rather than make everybody like that out to be stupid and an idiot, give them a little credit. Give them a little credit. And we'll give and the other side, we'll give that side credit, and we'll all play the game equally. But that's not the way it works anymore.
Nope,
and that's the one place where one of the places he could go and expect to get that kind of reception.
I think there's a lot of places he can go.
Well, that's why I said that's one of the places he can go.
No doubt.
And get that kind of reception.
But it's a great race. Nothing but a bunch of hardworking guys making left-hand turns. Left-hand turns at 200-plus miles an hour.
I've told you before, I've tried to get into it and I can't, but here's what I do notice.
Have you ever been to a race?
Well, you know I have. That's where we met.
So besides that race, is there?
Yes, I've been to another NASCAR race. I've been in the pit. I had an all-access pass. I was in the pits with the pit crew. I was back where they're weighing the cars and placing the decals. I've done all of that, and I have a great appreciation for the physics and the science and especially the marketing. The greatest marketing people in the world are the NASCAR people. They sell every square inch of every car, every driver's uniform. They know how to market. They know how to make money off racing. They do.
So what about open wheel racing, the Indy cars?
I would not go to the Indy 500 simply because of the size of the crowd, unless I could be helicoptered in and helicoptered out. I'm not a person that likes to be in a big, massive crowd of people. I don't understand it, but then I don't understand NASCAR. To me, you know, NASCAR, any race like that, the best part of it is about the last six laps or so. That's usually, to me, the best and most important part of the race. But if people really had any idea how precise, how much studying has to go, these drivers don't just get in the car and drive. They have to almost be physicists and scientists and engineers. It's incredible.
Yes, it is.
But everything from tire pressure to, you know, how far your pacing is behind the car and the draft created by the car in front of you, there's so much that goes into that little tiny difference between first place and second place that it's amazing.
It's seconds. Little seconds. Yeah. The pit crew. How about the pit crew? Oh. The crew chief. I mean, the guy barking out all the orders. And, you know, these guys have their microphones, and they're just talking to each other. You know, you get to hear the driver. He's doing 200 miles an hour, driving like he's on Highway 270, going about, you know, 65 or 70. You know, he's going 200-plus miles an hour. Wow.
And one little slip, one hiccup, one sneeze could be the end of it all. I mean, you turn that wheel just the slightest amount too much, and at that kind of speed, you're end over end. And I do, and I don't like to brag about it, but I do the sound of pit crew removing lug nuts from, NASCAR. Hmm. Okay, I'll do it if everybody wants me to.
Oh, did somebody ask me?
Hmm. Well, I'm just checking emails here. They're starting to come in now.
They don't.
Frank, do the pit crew lug nuts. Frank, do the hydraulic drill. Frank, okay, I'll do it. Here we go.
Something.
Thank you.
Felt like I was there so at Daytona.
Yeah, I did.
Didn't you?
Yeah. I actually do the race itself.
How about this? When they're all coming around the corner.
No. John, that would have been worthy of applause. Frank, had it not been for the.
I'm not really asking you.
That's indie.
Well,
that's
you're an you're getting it anyway. No. Listen to me. That would have been very impressive had it not been for the fact that Dan Strauss does probably the best sound of the NASCAR cars coming around the. Go ahead, Dan.
And then there's the last guy.
God Almighty.
Oh, my God. And I'm paying for this. Unbelievable. But hey, to the AM and the PM crowd, we're open late tonight. You know, everything's online at lawnduff.com. But give us a call at 314-837-1800, and we'll be on hand to take great care of you at the speed of almost a pit crew.
Ooh. Mm. Now, since you're here and Josh Bauman is here, Josh, say hi to John Londo.
Hey, John.
Hey, Josh. How are you, buddy?
Do you have any technical issues while you're here and you front row seat here, problems with your phone, computer, anything you need Josh to help you with? Nope. No? Everything's good?
But I appreciate Josh, and it's a great segment. I mean, it's another great service you do, Frank, for your great listeners. But,
that's what we're here for.
We've got a young man by the name of Josh Cthermas, who's our IT manager.
What's his last name?
Cthermas. Josh.
What?
Cthermas. Joshua Cthermas.
Cthermas. No, not tree service.
No,
Cthermas.
Yes, sir.
Cthermas. That's a thermos you keep clea in to keep your clea warm.
Oh.
Ice clea, hot clea, any kind of clea. Cthermas will keep it warm or cold.
All the best IT guys are named Josh.
Yeah.
Mm. I mean, they are. I agree. He's listening to you, buddy. I tell you what, unbelievable. I can't take notes down quick enough, but I got my guy.
John, would you like a free bonus joke? Do you have time?
Oh, of course I've got time.
It's a thermos joke. It's actually a thermos. It's a thermos joke. And there's a blonde, and she sees another woman at work, and the woman is pouring something out of this long container. And the blonde says, "Hey, what is that thing?" She says, "You mean my thermos?" Blonde says, "Is that what it's called?" And the other woman says, "Yeah, I can't believe you're not familiar with a thermos." And the blonde says, "What does it do?" And the other woman says, "Well, it keeps hot things hot and cold things cold." So the next day, the blonde comes to work. She's got a thermos. Then her friend says, "Hey, I see you got a thermos." And she said, "Yep, it keeps hot things hot and cold things cold." And her friend says, "Yeah, I know, I'm the one that told you that. What do you have in there?" She said, "A popsicle and a cup of coffee."
God.
See, she's blonde. Yeah. What's that number? What's that number again?
314-837-1800.
All right.
That again is 314-837-1800.
See, you know, here's why today is different. Here's why something is different today, because you normally say 1-800. And today you said 1-800. Something is different. Ah, okay. No, you don't. But go ahead.
736-5700. 736-5700 at the Ferry Lawn Auto Flex in St. Peter's. So over 400 plus pre-owned vehicles to choose from between both stores. So have a great rest of the show. And you know what?
What?
Chicken butt. Five cents a cut. Dip in grease.
Want a grease?
Want a piece? Yeah.
Want a grease?
Want a grease?
Oh, okay, I missed it.
Dips in peace. Want a grease?
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye. Chicken butt.
Let me edit that out. Let's redo chicken butt.
Okay.
I
got you.
I don't want that to go on.
Radio edit.
Chicken butt. 5 cents a cut. Dipped in grease. Want a piece?
Oh, yeah.
Thank you.
Nailed it.
Thanks, everybody.
And now... it's time for the theme music.
Help, I need somebody help, not just anybody.
The music means... oh, we already have a couple of calls. I can't believe it. And I didn't even give the numbers yet. Josh Bauman is here. He's the tech guy, and his presence every Monday is made possible by Window World, the number one selling replacement window in the country, preferred window of the Stanley Cup champions St. Louis Blues, and the official window of the Super Bowl champion Kansas City Chiefs. You can find out more at windowworldstlouis.com. Here we go. Here are the numbers, even though we already have a couple of callers. Once someone has been helped, you know what to do. Jump right in. 314-821-0590 or 855-282-8255. Folks, say hello to Josh Bauman. Hello, Josh, how are you?
I'm doing well today.
Before you do the tech segment, can I make a suggestion to people? And here is the suggestion. We all, I think most everyone, in fact, it's probably safe to say everyone, has voicemail where if you're not able to pick up the phone, there's a recording. Ladies and gentlemen, I think you could have stopped 10 years ago doing this. Hi, I'm not here right now. I may be on another line or in a meeting, but if you leave your name and number and the time that you called and what the call is regarding, I'll call you blah, 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 blah. We know that routine. I think all you need to do now is just, sorry, Mr. Call, leave a message. Beep. That's it. That's all you need. You don't even have to say sorry. Just leave a message. Beep. May sound a little abrupt, but we don't need that. If you leave your name and number, we know that.
Most people I know don't even have an outgoing message anymore. I don't think I do. I don't think my wife does.
I don't even have my voicemail set up anymore.
So it's just
right.
I got tired of tracking it.
Yeah. So what do you mean? You just have a beep?
I think AT&T kicks on and says the caller blah 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 is not available. Leave a message. I haven't gone to the trouble of recording an outgoing message.
We don't even need that. Yeah. We don't need the caller's not. Of course, you're not available, or you'd answer the phone.
Right.
For whatever, just leave a message. That's it.
Or text. Or
I got news for you. If I called you and ring, 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 and I just heard beep, I know what to do. We don't even need anything. The stuff's been around forever.
If you're happy with your message, press 1.
Yeah.
If you would like to re-record, press 2.
And then if you want to hear your re-recorded message and listen to it and approve it, go ahead. And then if you like it, if you want to read it, oh, my God, you're going to take 10 minutes doing this. Brother.
It'd be funny if it said, if you're happy with your message, clap your hands. Yeah. If you're happy with your message, clap your hands.
So, Josh, what's on? Oh, let's call. I'm sorry, we have calls. Let's go to Jack. Jack, welcome to 590 The Fan. It's the Josh Bauman segment. How are you?
First off, I want to say hello, everyone.
Hey, it's Jack. What's up, Jack?
Hey, it's Jack Phillips.
All right.
What do you have for Josh?
Well, my mom wanted me to say AM and the PM. I haven't done that much, so.
What do you mean your mom? Why don't you say it for yourself?
Well, I don't know. I'm just trying to make her feel good about me.
Yeah.
Well, it may be too late for that, Jack.
She threatened to ground him, too.
Yeah. So what's on your mind?
Well, I wanted to ask Josh, if you know, I'm trying to look for like a projector go on the wall, obviously, or not on the wall, but just a projector, possibly $100 less.
Oh. I think. $100 or less is going to be probably kind of difficult to find. The issue that I think you're going to come up with there is the brightness. They call it lumens. Projectors are gauged by the number of lumens they're able to emit or project. Honestly, for $100, you're probably not going to find anything that's worth much. Just to give you an idea, I buy projectors for work. I think I've bought close to 50 this year, and we spend about $500 a unit. It's the Epson PowerLight 108. It works great in a classroom because the lights are typically on or the windows, the shades are up or whatever, so it deals with kind of ambient light pretty well.
Now, are you talking about a projector where, like, most of us could watch TV on a projected screen or wall?
Yeah, I think that's what he's going for, yeah.
$500, that's it for a nice one?
Yeah, the Epson.
Wow.
Yeah, and it's got an HDMI input. It's got VGA input. I've recommended it to friends to get for, like,
seriously, I thought they'd be like $3,000.
Oh,
I'm not kidding.
You can go that high. We had to buy one for our band room, and there's a bunch of lights in that room, and it's super bright. We had to buy, they now make laser, and I'm doing the quotation marks like Dr. Evil, laser projectors, and it, I think it was close to that $3,000 to $5,000 mark. The interesting thing with these new laser projectors is that there's no light bulb in them to replace. You know, with pretty much any, the majority of these projectors on the market, you have to replace the bulb after it so many hours. They burn out, they lose their brightness, right. And they can be $150 alone. So if you have a projector going in a space that's hard to get to, look at laser. But for $100, Jack, I think you're going to have a real hard time.
Yeah, okay, I'll try.
Did you guys hear that noise?
Yeah, I think
it sounded like he passed gas.
It did. Did you cut one, Jack?
It's not in my chair. I'm not sure.
That's not like a coronavirus gas.
Yeah.
I don't think
you better get checked out, Jack.
I found one on Amazon for $200.
Yeah, again, I would look at the lumens. The detail should tell you how many lumens it is, and then compare that to the Epson PowerLight 108, just as a reference point. I'm not, you know, saying that's the one you have to buy, but I know that one works well. We use them all over the place.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
All right. Thanks, Jack.
Be nicer to Bill Cleveland, Frank.
I'm sorry?
You need to be nicer to Bill Cleveland.
Jack
met, his mom told him to say that, I bet.
Jack met Bill in Memphis.
Memphis. Yeah.
And I'm sure the Bill told Jack to tell me to be nicer to him. I see right through this, yeah. All right, Jack, always a pleasure.
Yep,
thank
have
you.
A good day. I'll talk to you.
You soon. Too. Yep. He didn't sound like he meant it. Yeah, have a good day. You know, yeah. You can kind of tell when somebody means it. Hey, you guys have a good day. No, his was kind of, have a good day. Oh, well, maybe we deserve that. Let's go to Ken. Ken, welcome to 590 The Fan. Say hello to Josh Bauman.
Hello, Josh.
Hello, Ken.
And AM and the PM.
That's the way everybody should be.
Hey, I'm having trouble with my Netgear router.
Okay.
The Wi-Fi part of it.
All right.
I have cameras outside and stuff. And I can connect to this.
Whoa, you okay?
Yeah, I think so. As long as I use my local IP addresses.
Okay.
When I use my real internet address, I cannot connect to them.
Okay.
Also, on the router, as long as I have my Mac plugged into the Ethernet, I have no problem. But if I try to connect to the Wi-Fi of it, I'm having a little problems connecting. I just wondered if you had any ideas what might be wrong.
Yeah, so let's talk about the two problems separately because I don't think they're related. So let's start with your cameras. The whole point of your firewall, and that Netgear Wi-Fi router acts as a firewall, a quote-unquote firewall, and what that does is it keeps people on the outside from getting inside your network. Every business has a firewall. Pretty much every home has a firewall when it comes to the internet. With those cameras, depending on the camera, you may need to get into the setup of that router and do what's called a port forward. What that means is the
I have done that.
Oh, you have done that.
All of a sudden, it quit working yesterday.
Oh, interesting. Are you sure that it's the same IP address? Because typically residential modems are not set statically, meaning their IPs can change. So if you Google, what's my IP? Google, the browser, will tell you what your external IP address is. That may have changed. It's the same. Well, thanks. Thanks, Ken. You're making this
very tough, Ken.
Boy, a port forward, you've got me. Those are the first two things. Most people don't know about the port forward.
Well, I think I knew. Everybody knew.
Well, okay. That's a good one. I
just wondered if maybe there's something on my Mac that's stopping it. I'm tempted.
Like pulling up?
Yeah, no, I mean... You could try that by turning, if you think there's a specific device on your network causing interference or something, you could just turn that device off, and that will remove that device from the environment. And if your cameras come back and start working, okay, so let's go down that road a little bit. Maybe the two problems are related. maybe your Mac is, maybe the wireless card in it is starting to go bad and causing what is called a broadcast storm on your network. That could, if it was a big enough broadcast storm, prevent traffic from transversing your network. That's pretty unlikely, though. So when your Mac, does it connect to the network at all and get an IP address, or just it doesn't see the Wi-Fi?
It seemed like it's having trouble just connecting to it. If I use the Ethernet off the router, everything is okay.
Okay, well, maybe we need to look at the router as being a potential issue at this point as well. I don't want to
reset it already, but that didn't do anything.
Ken, are you familiar with PIPRB at all?
Probably not.
Porn IP router blockage. Mm-hmm. PIPRB. How much porn, honestly, would you say a week you watch? Just in hours, roughly. How much porn?
I'm actually 74 years old, so I'll say none.
Right.
Okay. Well, yeah, we'll go with that. Sure. Sure.
Ken, do this. Shoot me an email with the model of your router, and I will do some looking on some forums as far as if anybody else has seen an issue like this where the port forward stops working. My email address is joshtechadvice@gmail.com. How old is it? Do you know?
The router?
Yeah.
I think it's AC1750.
Oh, so it's relatively new.
That's what I was going to say. When he said AC1750, I thought, brand new.
Yeah, I mean, AC is less than 3 years old. Well, four years
old. You think we don't know that?
I know I'm preaching to the choir.
Anything older is DC.
Yeah.
Or BC before Christ. That's really old.
Uh-huh. I can get my cameras up on my iPhone as long as I use...
You get more up than that if you watch some porn.
The local address.
Local one.
Yeah.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Yeah, there's likely something goofed up in the port forward or some sort of restriction on the firewall.
Like I said, it just quit yesterday.
Yeah, that's even stranger. I know. I've had a number of things today that were working yesterday fine and aren't working
now,
today.
Now, Josh, I don't mean to speak for you, but yeah. If you would give Ken your email address, maybe you could look into this
a
little bit.
Yeah, joshtechadvice@gmail.com.
All right, I will do that, and I thank you for your service.
All right, thanks, Ken.
Thank you, Ken.
All right, and you can tell Limey, I said, I know it's late, but Merry Christmas.
Thank you, Ken.
No, it's not
thank
late
you.
At all. It's just
God bless
not
you.
Funny. Thank you, Ken.
It's really
thank
early
you,
now.
Ken. It's going to be Merry Christmas season soon.
That guy needs to go watch some porn.
Yes.
Yeah, I'll say.
Good man.
So Matt is made next. Folks, there's a line open. 314-821-0590 or 855-282-8255. Matt, welcome to 590 The Fan. Say hello to Josh Bauman.
What the heck?
Whoa. Matt, you okay? In a wrestling match? What's going on?
You in a bathroom?
Matt?
Me?
Yeah,
is your name
you.
Matt?
You're Matt, right?
Yes, I am, but I'm not
then
in
that...
a wrestling match or anything.
Well, you rustled your phone around there. It sounded like somebody was in a scuffle. What's going on?
Oh, I wasn't ready.
Well, are you ready now?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Say hi to Josh.
I know you're kind of a speedhead about vehicles and things.
No, I'm really not a speedhead, but go ahead.
Oh, I thought you were, because your motorcycle asphyxiation.
No, I don't have asphyxiation.
Motorcycle asphyxiation.
That would mean I died I have had motorcycles, but I don't have any sort of fixation with motorcycles. I've just had a bunch of motorcycles, and I like them, and I like cars, but I know nothing about the inner workings or mechanics or any of that.
Okay. Well, you were talking about the race and stuff, and I went to the Brickyard 2 years back.
Okay.
I'm hearing an echo. It's like 7 second delay. It's really kind of screwing me up.
Well, you got your radio on or app or something?
Yeah, sorry.
No, I do not.
I can't do anything.
I'm on the podcast.
Well, that could be it. You shouldn't be listening and talking on the phone at the same time. But go ahead. What is it you wanted to share?
Well, anyway, we were...
Anyway.
Oh, crap, I said that.
See, that wasn't a seven-second delay.
That wasn't 7 seconds. You're not on the delay at all.
And, I've never seen...
You know what?
Well, I was just telling you about the speed they came by when mm-hmm. they started the first lap.
Mm-hmm. You know, now this is
so quickly.
Yeah, yeah.
That it just blew my hat right off my head. I couldn't believe the power that went by in the vehicle.
Good story. So, not to be rude, but you know, this is the Josh Bauman segment for tech questions. Do you have a tech question?
Well, I didn't know. I didn't ask to be on that. Dan put me in right now.
You know what? Let's blame it on Dan. Okay. Yeah, let's just do that. Thanks, we normally do anyway, so you're right. It's Dan's fault.
Way to go, Dan.
Way to go. All right.
Thanks a lot, Dan. All right, thank you, Matt.
Bye, Matt.
Okay. Well, way to go, Dan. Screwing up the show.
Yeah, you are.
Now, we had Kathleen earlier. Is this the same Kathleen? Kathleen,
no, she dropped off.
Oh, she's gone, so then it would be Tim. Yes. Tim, welcome to 590 The Fan. Say hello to Josh Bauman.
Hey, Josh Bauman.
I knew it.
How are you?
I knew it. Never fails. What's up, Tim?
Never fails. Yes. Thank you, Dan.
It was
AM, PM, of course.
All right, there we go. AM to PM, of course.
Hallelujah. And I have a question that I'm not sure if Josh can handle this or not, but I'm going to give it the best shot. I have a 2013 Chevy Cruze, and I have Bluetooth so that I can do hands-free talk on the phone.
Yeah.
And here recently, for some reason, it shows up as private call when I try to call out or receive a call on my cell phone. And it has always worked perfectly and stuff. The only thing I've done to the radio is change the time when we have... spring forward or fall back or whatever,
Can I take a run at this, Josh?
Absolutely.
So, sure. Tim, have you removed it from the phone, from your Bluetooth list, and have you removed your phone from the car and repaired them, started all over again?
No, I have not.
That's the first thing I'd do.
Me too.
On your phone, where it lists devices... Your Chevy shows up there, probably as my Chevrolet or something. Remove that, forget this device, and then remove it from your car. Delete this phone, and then start it all over just like you just bought the car, you just bought the phone, and repair them. And I'll bet you it'll be fixed. Josh?
That's exactly what I was going to say.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say, too.
Sure, Limey.
So, and I'm also amazed at how many people I see driving down the road with much newer automobiles than I have that are much more expensive, 10 times as expensive as my Cruze, and they are not using Bluetooth. And I just cannot believe that these people would ever consider themselves AM and PM. So,
well, they couldn't be. But here's the thing, and I'm not kidding when I say this. You'd be stunned at how many people, one, either don't know they have that feature or don't know how to use it, and they think it's complicated, so they choose to pick up their phone. I'm not kidding. There are people who have no idea that their cars will do some of the things they'll do. And
that's why you have Johnny Londoff as your sponsor for automobiles. Because
having him as a sponsor won't help those knuckleheads.
Not let people know that they have that option available.
Oh no! Not only do they let them know when the people buy a car, they put the app 590 app on their phones for the customer and show them how to pair that phone to the car. So these are people who obviously didn't buy the cars from Johnny Londoff, or they did and didn't pay attention when they ran through everything, or, you know, there's just some people that don't want to try anything new in technology and choose to do it the old-fashioned way. It's more dangerous.
Well, I understand that point to a point. I have a lot of things that belong, I guess, in museums, but just listen to the yard sale. I'm in there. But thank you very much. And so I just go ahead and disconnect my phone from the car and then reconnect.
Yep.
And you should take care
and remove it from your Bluetooth list on your phone. Remove the Chevy device from your Bluetooth list on your phone too.
Yeah, that's the important part. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, Tim.
My daughter.
Thank you. You okay?
I need my daughter to help me out with that. Wonderful, sir.
That's a great idea. Get her to help you. It'll take the whole thing. It'll take less than 5 minutes.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, Tim. Thank you.
Talk to you later. Bye.
Thank you. Hey, I actually had an answer for something.
Yeah.
Wow. Feel good. Richard, welcome to 590 The Fan. Say hello to Josh Bauman.
Hey, Josh Bauman.
Hey, Richard.
And thanks for taking my call, Frank. So I just started listening to podcasts recently on my iPhone, and I think it's like a 6S or a 7, and I was just doing that overnight for a while, and then like all of a sudden yesterday, whenever whatever podcast I put it on, the speech is like accelerated. You know, barely audible, you know, barely able to discern the words. It's not the normal speech pattern. And it's like that on every one that I turn on. And I turn the phone on and then off again, thinking it might be something like that, and it was just still away. And I just didn't know you'd heard anything like that or what possibly could be going on with that.
Yeah, that's actually a setting in the podcast app that you can set the playback speed. So you probably inadvertently at one point or another change that speed to 1.5 or 2. You just need to turn it back or change it back to 1 or 1X.
So how exactly do I do that? I just like hit the podcast button? I mean, you know, on the icon, the podcast icon, and then is there a...
Yeah, you need to go, you open up the podcast app, and then there should be a podcast options screen. Look in one of the corners for the, like, the three dots or... the three lines.
A series of lines.
Yeah, exactly.
Three lines.
Yep, okay. And there should be a playback speed option is what you're looking for.
And turn it back to 1.0, yes. Is that what you said?
Yep.
Okay, well, guys, thank you guys very much.
All right, Richard, thank you for calling, listening. We appreciate it. And phone numbers again, because there's a line open. Shish, you're not getting any time to jump in here.
All
these people, they want to talk to you. 314-821-0590. Or 855-282-8255. John, it's your turn. Welcome to 590 The Fan. Say hello to Josh Bauman.
Hello, Josh. How are you today?
I am doing well. How are you, John?
Great. I'm AM and the PM. Hallelujah. Hey, Josh, I got a new Yamaha receiver for my surround sound system in my basement.
Okay.
I'm trying to determine what I can do with my old one. I don't want to throw it in the trash. Any suggestions on where to recycle that big thing?
A lot of that's going to depend on where you live. The easiest way would probably be Google search e-waste recycler and put in your area. You know, if you live in St. Louis County or St. Peter's or Jefferson County. It's going to depend on the recycler on whether or not they charge a fee for that sometimes. Some recyclers only charge fees for monitors. Or TVs because of some of them contain lead still. Some of them charge for anything. So you may have to look a little bit to find somebody that does it for free for just, you know, for your old receiver, which I would think you should not have a problem finding someone that would
take
that for free.
Some communities will do that too, yes. Like on a weekend, or they'll take like a Saturday or something. And say,
actually, in the spring, you may want to keep an eye out. I know the town that I live in, they do a spring cleaning thing, and they have an e-waste recycler come in, and they set up a truck, and they take all this e-waste junk for free. So if you live in a town that's incorporated, you may want to give your public works department a call and ask them if they have a spring cleaning day coming up, or, you know, if they know of when they might have an e-waste recycler coming in, because Dan is absolutely right. Towns do like to do that, and it's primarily to keep stuff like this out of landfills because it won't ever decompose. So,
yeah, it's a pretty big piece, and I just didn't want to just dump it in the trash.
No, and that's great. Yeah, I agree completely with you. Yeah, that's fine.
All right. Awesome.
Very Thanks, good. John.
Thank you.
Thank you, John.
Thank you.
And now it's Bonnie. Bonnie, welcome to 590 The Fan. Say hello to Josh Bauman.
Hi, Josh.
Hi, Bonnie.
I'm AM and the PM. Hallelujah. I'll start off by saying I'm really cheap.
Okay.
So I have an Android crappy track phone.
Okay.
But I'm happy with it because I don't need to do a lot of things with it.
You don't mean you're cheap like in a
computer.
You're not cheap like in a floozy kind of way. Like, ooh.
No, unfortunately not. I'm thrifty.
Unfortunately.
Wow.
Oh, thrifty cheap, not floozy cheap. Thrifty. Yeah, okay. Okay.
Thrifty, yes.
Okay.
Okay. And I almost did it. I am trying to take pictures off of that phone
sure.
onto my laptop, and it keeps saying, unlock your phone, which I know
okay.
phones are locked.
Yeah.
And I downloaded the Microsoft Photo app because that was one of the things that it told me to do, but then it still tells me to unlock my phone.
No.
You know, is there any way to get those off?
Quite honestly, the easiest way you're going to find is download an app called Google Photos. I'm assuming you have a Gmail account since you have an Android phone.
Google Photos, okay.
Yep, Google Photos will ask for your Gmail address, and you put in your credentials. It will then sync every photo on your phone to Google Photos. It will organize by face, facial recognition, by location, by pet, by all that fun stuff. And then if you want to download to your laptop, you can go into photos.google.com and select the photos you want to download and then download them to your laptop. Although, I mean, unless there's some very overwhelming reason to do that, I haven't downloaded a photo to any one of my machines for quite some time, and I've got my phone, my wife's phone, my son's phone, my big camera that I take on trips, all uploading to Google Photos automatically. So if something were to happen to my phone, I would not lose a photo on it. It all transfers okay. automatically.
I have that too. Yeah, oh, okay. it's wild.
Good story.
How that,
that's good.
Yeah.
That's good, Dan. Thank
yeah,
you.
You're welcome.
Well, as I said, I don't know anything anymore.
No, you will really like Google Photos, especially if mm-hmm. you have those photos going back a couple of years. I've said before how I am just absolutely floored how well the facial recognition works on this app. It knows each one of my, can tell my boys apart and knows them from mm-hmm. over, you know, Jackson's 14 years old. It knows his face over a 14 year period. So,
wow. Are you serious? Like from a 2 year old to 14?
Absolutely.
That is incredible.
And the really cool thing is you can name a face. So like I've clicked on Jackson's face and I said, this is Jackson. I click on my wife's face and I said, this is my wife. And I can, in the search bar inside Google Photos, I can type, Jackson on the boat, and it will show me every picture of Jackson on my boat.
Wow.
Yeah, it's amazing.
This is going to sound, again, really stupid, so I download that on the phone.
Correct.
Not on my PC.
Correct. Okay. Yes, ma'am.
It's an app. It's just an app.
Yep, and it's free.
Yeah,
and
app, in the Play Store.
And so it's not really a catch, but there is a tiny catch. It will ask you if you want to keep your photos in original or if you want them optimized for Google Photos. If you take the Optimize My Photo option, your storage, you will have unlimited photo storage. And I know it sounds scary that it might change your photo resolution a little bit, but the photos that it will upload, you will still be able to print in like an 8x10 format without any loss of image quality. So definitely take the Optimize option, and you'll have unlimited storage.
Well, that's great. Right. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Bonnie. Thank you for listening. We appreciate
okay,
it.
Bye-bye.
John called, too, and said there's a place in St. Charles called EPC.
Yes.
That you can take your electronics to. They don't charge, but they will charge for monitors
yep.
and TVs.
Yep. EPC's been around for lots of years. I've done business with them several times. They're a reputable recycler.
Okay.
I just tossed my stuff in a dumpster somewhere. Don't email me. I know. That's you have 1 minute. What would you like to share in 1 minute?
Phishing is real. There were two stories recently. There was a school district in Texas that fell victim to a phishing email scheme and lost $2.3 million.
Ooh.
And then there was a story today. Puerto Rico lost the government in Puerto Rico lost $2.3 million because they fell victim to a phishing scam. The only thing I can assume is they handed over banking account information
wow.
or something stupid.
Weird that they're both $2.3 million.
Yeah, it's kind of strange. So, you know, whatever. My email address is joshtechadvice@gmail.com. Shoot me an email and I'll do my best to help you out. I'm Josh the Tech Guy, and it's time to say bye.
Wow, well done. Right on time. Look at this guy. He's become a professional broadcaster in addition to IT genius. That's Josh Bauman, brought to you by Window World, the number one selling replacement window in the United States. You can find out more at windowworldst.louis.com. A quick reminder, and I'll try to remind you again in the Playhouse, we're off early tomorrow, not by much. Well, we're kicked off at 5:30 tomorrow, so I just thought of that, and I'll try to mention it again, as I said, in the Playhouse. But, hey, for now, we're here until 6 o'clock. Glad you're with us. It's 5 o'clock at 590 The Fan.
Tune in Thursday at 9 as the Memphis Grizzlies take on the Sacramento Kings.
590 KFNS Wood River, St. Louis, the home of Budweiser.
NBC News Radio, I'm Tom Roberts. The World Health Organization's Director General is expressing cautious optimism as the fight continues against the coronavirus.
We encourage all countries to share their data publicly. The data also appear to show a decline in new cases. This trend must be interpreted very cautiously.